Hey, how's it going, fam? Welcome back to Real Talk with Caleb, and this is the Real Talk Brief. Listen, you aren't always the one. Ouch! I know it hurts. But this is a lesson in followership after all, so it might not be that comfortable. Followers are important to leaders. Excuse me, followers are more important to leaders than leaders are to followers. By Barbara Kellerman. Opening thoughts. As we open up this article, I'd like you to think main point of leaders are followers. Listen, I believe that we've glamorized leadership in such a way that many of our people believe it is a failure if they do not want to lead. We have made following seem subpar and not culturally accepted. I mean, just look across the social media platforms. Everybody's a leader, and if you're not a leader, then, well, you kind of suck. In this endeavor, we have inadvertently, or maybe on purpose in some cases, created a massive power vacuum and have promoted countless amounts of ill-prepared, inexperienced, fake, and downright horrible leaders. Yeah, you know the ones, those toxic ones, we talk about them a lot. Yes, they post all their leadership successes on social media. However, we very seldom, if ever, see how everything is caged just right to capture that perfect, self-elating, and yay for me picture or video. Not true for every occurrence or situation. Now look, I'm not hating on social media, and I'm not hating on anyone sharing anything positive on social media. This is more of a generalization to draw a point. So what are we to do? For one thing, we, the real leaders, must take action. Leadership is action. And develop others to replace us. I know you've heard the old saying, leaders do not create or build followers. They develop other leaders. Leadership is an action of sacrifice, serving others, hard work, dedication, and a desire to help others reach their full potential. However, before we get there, we must discuss another key component of leadership development that usually gets a bad rap. Let's talk about the F word. No, not that F word. That was feedback. We're not talking about feedback. We're talking about followership. Yes, I just went there. I would like all of us to walk through a quick scenario to help paint the picture of how important followership is in the development of real leadership. Not that fake social media leadership. Did you know that the qualities of a good leader are also found in a good follower? Well, if you didn't, don't beat yourself up. I mean, who would have guessed it, right? We praise leadership all of the time, and management gets a bad rep. And just forget about being a follower. That hardly ever, if ever, actually I've never seen it in my lifetime, anybody posted about somebody being a good follower. There are not any secrets to leadership. Whoa, hold up. I thought you were going to tell us all kinds of secrets. Well, guess what? There's not a secret in leadership. One of the key growth areas in a true preparation in becoming a leader is peer followership and or peer leadership. And to help you understand what that part of leadership and what leadership is, I want to walk through a peer followership scenario. Remember that flashy social media post about leadership we just talked about? Listen, in most cases, not all inclusive, that is not leadership. Yes, there are some real legitimate leaders out there, and they're doing great things for those that they lead and all of those around them. And they're posting about that on social media. But however, they will be just fine if we don't talk about them, okay? Let's talk about the rest of us. The people out here in the real world. Shall we talk about you? Yes, you. I know how you feel. So there you are, thinking that you're the next best leader, and then wham! Out of nowhere this happens. Yes, those people, the theys, they put one of your peers in charge? How could they? How could they not see your potential? I mean, you're the best, right? Okay, let's stop right there. I get it. This has never happened to you. You're always the best. You're always put in charge. This is probably more about me. So let's use a scenario that's happened to me. And I'll just talk about my story and you can sit back and relax and learn from someone else. When I came back to reality after my brief visit to the afterlife, I was furious. I had been overlooked. No, wait. I had been outright mistreated, stabbed right in the back. Maybe even intentionally sabotaged. And when I really thought about it, y'all, fam, check it out. I was deliberately sabotaged. That was the heart. This right here is the heart of the good old boy system. How could they possibly pick this guy over me? That's how I felt. Sound familiar? Oh, sure it does. You might not be admitting it to yourself right now, but that sounds familiar to you. Listen, we're not always the best. Sometimes others are actually better than us. Why do we automatically jump to conclusions like I just discussed? Why do we take it so personally? Well, for starters, we are not used to any real feedback regarding our performance because, as a society, we just do not give beneficial or constructive feedback. Mainly, I think, is because we don't know actually how to do that, and we'll let things build up. As humans, we let things build up and build up and build up, and then wham, out of nowhere, we hit them with the quote-unquote the truth. You know what I mean? And it's just laced with all kind of hatred and malice. And that's not the way to do it. But I digress. Check out the other articles I have on feedback. Most of us grow up hearing that we're just the best, whatever, fill in the blank, right? They clap us up, you know? You clap up in rank, and clap up in leadership positions. However, we're not always the best. Sometimes, many times actually, others are better than we are. True, there are also those situations where you're actually the best and it is some sort of sabotage, but that's not what we're talking about here. I know that happens. There's there are routes that you can take and avenues you can take to address that, and you should. And you should not only address it for yourself, but if you see it happening to others, you should address it. But what I'm here to talk about is whether you are the best or not, let's talk about how we respond in those situations. Outside that, a formal and official channel, as many corporations I know the United States military has for complaints, I'm talking about how do we still operate? How do we respond? How should we respond as followers? Well, once you get off your high horse, I give us all a couple seconds to get off our high horse, you will see that the individual, in most cases, had nothing to do with the actual decision. How would you want to be treated? How would you want to be treated by those that were expected to follow you? Should you find yourself in that same position, you know, if you were chosen over someone else? I know how I want to be treated. I want to be treated with respect, to be trusted, and to be supported. My wife, Amy, had to remind me of this when I went through my situation in this same type of scenario. And she also said, Caleb, isn't someone still following you too? She's right. There are always others watching and following us, because no matter what level of leadership that you're in, you're following someone. So no matter what's happening or what's going on, we're all following someone somewhere, somehow. And what she's really saying is, suck it up and get over yourself. I'm going to be real blunt. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings, but I just want to be real blunt. We have to get over ourselves. We have a shining opportunity directly in front of us. Be thankful that you have been granted such a blessing to be a follower. Be the example. You will be their example. You may say, I don't want this opportunity, Caleb. And I say, well, hold on now. I'm going to do this with as much love as I can possibly do it with. And say, maybe you're not ready to lead then. I'm not trying to be mean. I just want you to hear the truth. Leaders are humble servants to those that they lead. And additionally, good followers are humble servants to those around them as well. Does that hurt a little bit? Does that sting a little bit? Well, if you say no, then you're probably not human. And I guess I'll get back to my story. I chose to listen to my wife, which is always a productive situation with positive outcomes for sure, and look to truly serve those around me. I took her advice and I said, you know what? People are around me and people are following me, and they're gonna follow my lead and how I respond to this situation. And in my specific situation, the individual that was picked over me for that position did not make the choice to be in this position, nor was he deliberately trying to sabotage me in any way. Now, even though he gave me plenty of opportunities to work on my patience, trust me, I took every opportunity to try and help him be successful. I understand that it is also not easy leading your peers. And I knew the more I supported him, the higher the probability was of me being able to influence him for the greater good of the entire team and our mission. I also tried to see what I could learn from him. Look, we don't know it all. Right? I told you earlier, we're not always the one. We're not always the best. And when I slowed down just enough and looked at the situation for what it was, I said, you know what? There's something I can learn from him. And this experience was not my first choice to be, hey, I want to be a follower in this situation. That wasn't my first choice. I'm going to be honest with you. That was a lot of us as, you know, that's not going to be our first choice. And I understood that I could learn from it though. I had to slow down and use some introspection. I realized I could learn from it. After all, he was calling all the shots. And I could learn what worked and what didn't. Was this easy? No. However, I never advertised followership to be easy. That's one thing. There aren't any secrets to followership, and there aren't any secrets to leadership. But the one glaring thing that people overlook all the time is they make it seem like it's going to be easy. Back to that social media post that we talked about. Again, nothing wrong with it, right? But I'm just saying, if you're in the wrong, like if you're just posting leadership but you're not actually leading, that can also give off the semblance that it's going to be easy, and leadership is not easy. Following will cause you to bear your pride and focus on someone other than yourself. I definitely had that to learn. which is not easy for most, and it wasn't easy for me. And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. But wait, Caleb, you said there weren't any secrets. Well, okay, there is this one secret I want to let you in on, and once you hear me say it, you'll be like, that's not a secret. If it's not easy for you, and you do not get it fixed, then you will most likely struggle a lot at real leadership about, you know, getting rid of your pride, put that in your cargo pocket, actually take that out in the woods and bury it. You don't need that pride anymore. If you can't get that and find humility, that's what I'm saying. If you can't find humility, you're going to really struggle at leadership. You had better get comfortable with humility right now. And there's probably not a better way to work on that humility than follow in a supporting role. It's been said there's no harder instrument to play or no harder position to be in the orchestra than playing second fiddle. Now, I couldn't agree with that more, but we grow so much in that. This is not about you. I would like to help you out with something. Listen, focus helps me. I think focus helps a lot of people, helps everybody. And I want to share five things that I believe will help you focus on your followership journey. Now look, this list is not all-inclusive by any means, but it should get you started and keep you on the right track. Acknowledge that you may not actually be the best or even as good as you think you are. Right out the gates, Caleb, you hit us with number one right out the gates. Look to learn from the experience. There's always something for us to learn. Acknowledge that successful followers and leaders all exhibit the same attributes, character traits, and if you are following right, it won't be long before someone notices your leadership potential. Do not make this about you. Seriously, do not do that because you will absolutely miss the point. Your opportunity to serve others and your ability to grow as a human. Please don't miss this opportunity. Look for ways to support the leader and those around you, and always live with an attitude of gratitude. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Real Talk with Caleb, the Real Talk Brief, where, hey, guess what? Maybe you aren't the one. A lesson in followership. Fam, stay safe. I love y'all. And as always, keep it real.